Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for mid-August 2021, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. I wonder if, like me, you followed the incredible exploits of Great Britain athletes as they competed in their various disciplines in the Tokyo Olympics. While the television coverage left much to be desired, there can be no doubt that we did see some pretty incredible sporting prowess exhibited by the participants. It would be disingenuous of me to claim any understanding of either the BMX or skateboard disciplines. But the same could equally be said for the synchronized swimming and even the various track cycling events. Watching the latter has made me more familiar with the terms Omnium, Kieran, and Madison. The Olympics followed that other amazing sporting event, the Euros. Football is coming home was the Daily News headline. Had it even been away? It was while thinking about the football's coming home quote, and pictures of the arrival of the Olympians at Heathrow, that I was drawn to the quote of actor Guy Pearce, which the editor has used in this edition of In Touch Online. The thrill of coming home has never changed. For Freemasons across the province, the desire to return to their lodge is akin to coming home, and I know that for many, being able to meet with their friends in Freemasonry has been a real thrill. However, I'm also aware for some brethren, particularly those with long-term illnesses or chronic conditions, there is a natural reluctance to meet in what they might perceive to be an uncontrolled, even unsafe, environment. The province and the UGLE recognise the legitimacy of these concerns, and it is out of respect for these reasons that both bodies have made it quite clear that no pressure must be applied to anyone to attend a meeting. Equally, there must be no pressure applied to prevent a brother from attending a lodge meeting. The guidelines issued by the UGLE are quite clear, and for the sake of good order, are once again included for what I will hope be the last time in this edition of In Touch Online. While not specifically mentioned in the guidelines, I want to address the issue of restricting the right of a brother to attend a lodge meeting on the basis that he may not have been double jabbed. Excluding a brother who has not been double jabbed will not make the lodge room a safer place to be. Recently, Dr. Jenny Harris of the UK Health Security Agency reminded us that while having two doses of the vaccine reduces your own risk of becoming unwell with COVID-19, it is still possible to contract the virus and pass it on to others. Given the age demographic of most of our lodges, it would be amazing if the majority of brethren were not double-jabbed. It's also the case that no one has the right to ask the question, "Have you been double-jabbed?" I would hope that a brother who felt unwell would take the sensible and precautionary action of self-isolating. I'm also aware that the excellent, albeit imperfect, lateral flow test kits are available free of charge from local chemists. Undertaking a self-administered test at least 1 hour before attending a meeting would be a good practice. As you read this column, the government is due to make an announcement with regard to the relaxation of almost all of the restrictions to which we have had to comply during the last 16 months. I look forward to meeting with you to celebrate a return to near normality as Freemasons come home. Many COVID-19 restrictions were lifted on Monday the 19th of July, and others will be lifted on Monday the 16th of August. To assist lodges, we are once again publishing the guidelines from UGLE, which covers both the craft and Royal Arch, and reflect official government policy. In holding lodge and chapter meetings, it is essential that brethren and companions comply with all legal requirements from time to time in force. Provided that they do so, it is not UGLE's policy to impose restrictions on meeting beyond those required by the law. No pressure must be applied to anyone either to attend or refrain from attending meetings. The same principle applies to the wearing of face coverings, which should be regarded as a matter of personal choice. The use of the modifications to the ceremonies introduced in the summer of 2020 to enable ceremonies to be performed should cease as soon as is practicable, except where local legal requirements are imposed in relation to such matters as social distancing. The ceremony of raising and of exaltation in the Royal Arch is once again permitted. It is nonetheless sensible to ensure that a candidate for any degree, and in particular that of initiation, is made aware that the ceremony he will undergo will involve a measure of physical contact, so that he can make his own decision as to whether to proceed with it at this time. Throwing yourself out of a perfectly serviceable aircraft might be considered an act of madness, but John Merritt of Wiltshire Lodge of Fidelity is perfectly sane and is doing his jump to raise funds for the Masonic Charitable Foundation. By the time you read this, John will have, subject to the weather, completed his jump, landed safely, we hope, and raised a substantial sum for charity, guaranteed. Otherwise, the Lodge will be looking for a new director of ceremonies. We sincerely hope not. Bradford-on-Avon Freemasons will be opening the doors of Wallington Hall on Sunday the 12th of September from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. as part of the National Heritage Open Day event. Showcasing Wiltshire Freemasonry and the two lodges which meet in the town, Principal Organiser Tony Haffenden is looking for volunteers to assist on the day. If you can spend an hour or two and would like to be involved with this wonderful project, please contact Tony via email, anthonyhaffenden@gmail.com. Devizes Freemasons will welcome visitors to the Masonic Hall in Morris Lane on Saturday the 11th of September. The Brethren are keen to set up a really good event this year, given COVID prevented them doing so last year. The three craft lodges which meet at the hall will be displaying Masonic regalia and historical documents, and an amazing collection of Masonic jewels. In addition, there will be tours of the lodge, which will include talks on the part Freemasons play in the local community. Contact Paul Robinson for further details. Salisbury Freemasons are hosting two visits by members of the Salisbury History Festival on Monday the 30th of August. Jeremy Moody from the Salisbury History Festival said, "As a past member of Salisbury District Council, and having lived in Salisbury all my life, I've always admired the Masonic Hall and wondered what the interior looks like." Ralph Moore, on behalf of Freemasons Hall, said, "We're looking forward to welcoming members of the public to this wonderful building." Provincial Grand Master Philip Bullock said, "We wish the Brethren all the very best as they promote the heart of Wiltshire Freemasonry at home." Some lodges positively balk at the idea of doing double ceremonies, even though the records show that they have always been a part of lodge life. The Brethren of Sarum Lodge recently initiated two gentlemen on the same evening, are now planning a quadruple event. Some Brethren may perceive this as conveyor belt masonry, while others will observe that the COVID-19 virus prevented many excellent candidates from being initiated in 2020 and the first half of 2021. Freemasonry has a backlog of work to do, and it's only right that exceptional steps should be taken to resolve the impasse and welcome new Freemasons into the fraternity. Talking of taking exceptional steps, congratulations to the Brethren of Corsham Lodge as they complete their fifth initiation of the summer. It hasn't been easy, but with the support of the Lodge and the necessary provincial dispensations, the Lodge now has 5 entered apprentices. Just to demonstrate the Lodge's desire to grow, there are plans for a further 3 initiation ceremonies to take place before Christmas. Gooch Lodge has a slightly different problem, with 3 Brethren waiting to be passed to the second degree and 11 Brethren waiting to complete their third degree. The Lodge is planning double ceremonies to raise their cohort of fellow craft Freemasons to the degree of a Master Mason. What a problem to have, and we wish them all the very best. The Provincial Communication Team will be taking the display trailer to the Swindon and Cricklade Railway Annual Military Weekend, which is due to take place on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of September 2021. This is always a great event, and is usually attended by hundreds of visitors. Planning is well underway for the 2021 meeting of Provincial Grand Lodge, which this year will move from its home in Salisbury to a new venue, the Civic, Trowbridge. We look forward to welcoming a bumper audience to Trowbridge for the first proper Provincial Grand Lodge since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. If members of your lodge will be attending, why not let us know and let's do a shout-out for you. Join members of the province at Trowbridge for what promises to be an experience not to be missed. Contact pcowiltshire@gmail.com. During the past year, funding for the British Legion has been adversely affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Allied to this has been the loss of a number of veterans who collected on behalf of the charity. The Royal British Legion has made a countrywide appeal for the support of Freemasons to help them in 2021. Wiltshire Freemasons have been asked whether they can provide volunteers to sell poppies in Marlborough. If you're a veteran and would like to help, please let the editor know. Just email pcowiltshire@gmail.com. If you missed the previous meeting, now is the opportunity to hear Professor John Dickey, author of The Craft, How the Freemasons Made the Modern World. The webinar will now cover how Freemasonry came about and its influence on culture, present and past. Join the Solomon live webinar at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 17th of August by contacting pcowiltshire@gmail.com. The third of the ancient charges states unequivocally that a lodge is a place where Freemasons assemble to work and to instruct themselves in the mysteries and ancient science. Join the Vaston Lodge discussion group on Tuesday the 24th of August at 7:30 p.m. and discover why education is a vital part of the whole Masonic experience. Contact pcowiltshire@gmail.com to book your Zoom seat. As we fast approach the annual meeting of Provincial Grand Lodge, so we also reach the time we have to decide which lodge will follow in the tracks of Corsham Lodge in being awarded the prestigious Peter Winton Trophy. Has your lodge made a special contribution to the local community? Have you done something amazing to promote Wiltshire Freemasonry? Is your lodge a contender for the cup? Tell us why your lodge deserves to be crowned the winner of the Peter Winton Trophy for 2021. Email pcowiltshire@gmail.com. On Thursday, the 29th of July, 2021, Jonathan Bourne of Vaston Lodge was presented with the Freedom of Royal Witten Bassett in recognition and enduring gratitude of his service as town clerk for 32 years. The ceremony began with a speech from the Mayor, Councillor Steve Walls, which was followed by a fantastic cry by town crier Owen Collier, who read out the scroll wording. Jonathan was presented with a framed copy of the scroll, as well as an antique key gifted by Councillor Steve Bucknell, symbolising the freedom to enter and leave the town. Thank you for listening.